6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. Central Time, Tuesday, August 2nd, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. So glad you could join us. This hour is going to be riveting as far as the kind of material we're going to be listening to. Some of it we may get graphic about, but you need to understand the serious nature, because the Real Anthony Fauci book is 20% off this week at the Power Mall. And for those of you who are acquainted with someone who is not informed, this book is just loaded with over 1,200 different legal references and medical references, which our guests who were responsible for getting this book out, publisher Tony Lyons. He is the president of Skyhorse Publishing. Sophia Karstens, who worked closely with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. We've had him on the show talking about the book. And, of course, this collaborates with the Children's Health Defense. Sophia has been, you know, involved in Children's Health Defense, working with RFK. And this is one of the reasons why we had to have him on the show. Because Dr. Joe Mercola just put out an hour and a half long plus video showing people having, I mean, literally athletes on the field, spasming, laying there, falling over, dying, kids falling over, dying, kids getting the jab, 10 seconds later, dropping dead, people falling over, having spasms. I mean, it's just nuts. And people think that this is all fun and games, that they're just doing what the government tells them to do. And unfortunately, I've had so many frontline doctors on the show, with the exception of Dr. Ryan Cole, which I would have loved to have on, Sophia, but unfortunately I couldn't get him on. But all the other frontline doctors are telling me that this is a effort. This is an effort to depopulate the United States and the rest of the world. They want our population down to about 95 million, and right now 200 million people so far of record have taken these jabs and boosters. And Dr. Michael Yeadon, who has put out numerous pleas to the public telling them to stop taking these things, is predicting they've got about 3 to 5 years left to live. What do you know about this?
Yeah, wow. diving right into it. Going back really quickly to what you just said, I think the point about the book is a really good point. It's a really good tool. Tony and I have both found this to be true. As you mentioned, you know, all of us know someone, probably more than one person, who is unwilling to even have the conversation, and it descends quite quickly into hysteria when you try to bring the conversation up. I found this book to be a really great tool to be able to hand people and just say, listen, not asking you to, you know, dive down the rabbit hole here, but would you please take a look at this book, read this book, and let's talk when you're done. We have 2,194 citations. There's nothing speculative in this book. It is all documented. So the reality is it's a really great tool to start to pull people off the fence, as I like to say. You know, you're not going to get people down off the fence by turning a fire hose on them. And we've found this book to be really effective at a way of handing. It's just a hand, you know, step down off the fence and then great, now that you're here. to your other point, yeah, you know, unfortunately, we are seeing death and destruction epic proportions. There are some really interesting numbers right now. Insurance companies, for one thing, they did not alter their standards to include all-cause mortalities, interestingly, in 2020 or 2021. And there's a couple of reasons for that. Number one, you can't actually take a year of mortality, all-cause mortality in a population, and compare it with the year prior, because by definition, if you had a high year the year before, well, then you have a low year the next year, and vice versa. So what you need to do is take that five-year average, and then you can usually determine what that statistic actually looks like. But that's an interesting anomaly, because 2020 and 2021 were presumably the COVID years, where, you know, people are, quote, dying in the streets. when they did change their statistic analysis to include a higher all-cause mortality rate, which is reflected in their parameters now, was in 2022. So that's an interesting bit of information to mull over. And the other interesting information to mull over is that it is only August of 2022, and the numbers for all-cause mortality are already higher than 2020 or 2021. So the idea that this, you know, absolute boom of these deaths, which is occurring, you know, and the Smithsonian put out this ridiculous article originally when they approved, quote, approved, which we all, that's a whole other rabbit hole. They approved a product that isn't available in this country in the first place. That was all about liability. But they approved it, and 2 days later, the Smithsonian comes out with an article saying that scientists predict, which, first of all, scientists distinctly don't predict. That's not what scientists do. But scientists predict that the uptick in myopericarditis and heart issues in that demographic was going to be because of, wait for it, I couldn't make this up, climate change, which, if it weren't so horrifying, this would be the best comedy ever, because it's hysterical that that's what they came up with. And then, so now that's floating around out there. And then a few weeks ago, when they approved the jab for 6 months to 5 years, they didn't even wait 24 hours. Smithsonian, again, to the rescue. For scientists predict again that the uptick in climate change heart-related disorders is now going to affect a new demographic. Guess which age range? It's now going to affect 6 months to 5 years old, miraculously. So it's pretty astonishing how bold and blatant they are being, and proverbial they, but to try to cover these numbers that have occurred and will occur. But I think that it's a gift in a weird way, because I don't think there's a whole lot of people who can look at that and say, oh, yeah, I totally believe that. I don't think that there are people who are missing that many brain cells that can actually swallow that. So in a weird way, their attempts at covering this up are exposing what's going on.
Well, this situation, Sophia, with this jab that's coming out and the adverse reactions, they have a new name for it. It's called the sudden adult death syndrome, where scientists basically can't explain why these people are dropping dead all of a sudden. But the thing is it's happening. The number of cancers has increased. Now, when this book, when the idea to collaborate on this book, Tony, did you approach Sophia, or did Sophia approach you, or how did that whole thing happen when you got together with Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I'm not exactly sure how that happened, but it was beautiful when it did, and it worked out really well. But, you know, let me just say that I think that at its core, what this book really shows is that Dr. Anthony Fauci is working for the pharmaceutical companies, that his goal is to help them maximize their return on investment, and that his goal over his whole career has been to help these kinds of companies in these public-private partnerships maximize return on their investments. And it's never been about public health. It's always been steering people towards the most expensive options, regardless of public health. And that's why you can have a situation where such incredibly bad decisions were made, decisions which are costing people's lives, and we're finding out more and more details. And it's because it was never about protecting the public. So this is a shocking book. It's a shocking document and testament to what's happened in the United States over the last 50 years and culminating in COVID. So all of this was leading up to a situation like this. And it's so incredibly scary to read this book. It's almost painful to read, but it's so important that people read it to begin to recognize what's happened to this country.
Well, the one thing I noticed here is just, you know, it brought back a lot of things because I looked on my show notes, Tony, and I saw that you guys were going to be on today, and I'm looking at the book sitting on my desk, which I have, and I'm looking at this video, and I'm like, look, what's going to wake up all these people with cognitive dissonance, because they obviously still have it. There's a lot of people out there who still believe everything the government tells them. And now Deborah Birx, the doctor who worked with Fauci, has come out with her own little work, which, thank God you didn't publish that. And now it's basically a tell-all of the fact she lied to everybody about stop the spread. We got it 6 feet apart. We got to wear masks. We got to do this. We got to do that. I mean, it literally, now that, you know, it's very just damn difficult to believe anything the government tells us, especially when we're finding out the NIH and all these people connected to Fauci are getting royalty payments for all of this stuff, in addition to the United States government ordering billions more in vaccines, in boosters.
Yeah, I think you make a really good point in that it's actually, you know, Bloomberg said that the media is the fourth branch of government. And when you say that what the government tells us, what you really mean is what the media tells us, because the government doesn't talk to us, but the media does. And I think that's where that's where a lot of the disconnect and the cognitive dissonance that you mentioned lies, because I don't think that people have a full understanding. You know, I have clients from China. I have clients from Eastern Bloc, and they're not confused at all. They say it's so weird that Americans watch the news. Like, we know in our country that it's not the news. Americans haven't figured that out yet. And it's a really interesting, you know, I don't know the answer of how to bridge that gap, but it's what Tony and I have come up against with this book is a perfect example of the censorship and of the iron grip that the media, the government has on the media, and therefore the media has on the narrative. And that is what people believe. You know, we had individuals who contributed to this book that are beyond the expert in their field. We had Nobel Prize winners in their field who had expertise beyond anyone at NIH. These are people who crafted the inception of their field in some cases. And these individuals came out and said, you know, here's a data point that we need to discuss. And people just glazed right over and went, no, I don't know about that. And CNN then said, no, that's wrong. This person isn't correct. They're discredited. And what you need to believe is what we're telling you. And people went, oh, okay, that makes sense. So that is the key. It really is. The media is the key to this bridge that needs to be built between people understanding the actual fact versus a narrative. And that's, you know, we've really come up against that. And I'll let Tony go into what he dealt with everything from the New York Times to bookstores. And, you know, we both came up against this incredible machine, and it really is a machine, and it's a powerful one. We had a total media blackout, which everyone knows, but the censorship is really at every level. And that is what is criminal, because what you're doing is censoring. You're not censoring swear words on a video. You're censoring information that Americans and potentially the world, humans, need to be able to make a choice regarding their own health and their own lives in terms of mitigation of risk of harm. And that's criminal. So in keeping in that, I'll let Tony talk about the censorship that we've faced, which is really ridiculous, which is why we really appreciate you and platforms like what you guys are doing to make the book available, because, you know, we've sold over a million copies. So Americans want this information. It's just a matter of getting it into people's hands.
Well, yeah, when you got the New York Times skewing its count to boost one of its own books while keeping the Fauci book largely off the bestsellers list, you know, this again, when you got the Tavistock Institute controlling what the New York Times puts out, it's just one of the 24 outlets Tavistock Institute in London influences. We already know, and I'm going to agree with you here, Sophia, it does exactly what you just said. The media controls the narrative. It's not the government. The government spoon feeds the media. The media plays it out. So, Tony, what have you run into as far as the brick wall?
Yeah, so, you know, the way that I'm seeing this is that, you know, Dr. Fauci is working for the pharmaceutical companies. And, you know, during this period and in some key areas, the media has been working for Dr. Fauci and doing whatever he tells them to do and saying what they tell him to say. So that you have a book like this that comes out. It's the best-selling book in America over a six-week period. It's meticulously researched. It's serious. It's sincere. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. worked 16 hours a day for 9 months on it. Sophia and I were part of that. We're on the phone with him. This book has 2,194 citations. And, you know, Dr. Fauci and his whole group, you know, told the media that this was misinformation, that they needed to be protected from, that the media had to protect society from. So newspapers did not review this book. So the book, like I said, it was the number one best-selling book in the country. It was not reviewed in a single newspaper. Most bookstores didn't carry it and refused to take orders, even when people came in and asked for it. TV networks wouldn't have it on. Big tech platforms wouldn't let us advertise from it, for it. Libraries refused to carry it. And there was even a library symposium on censorship, and they didn't let us appear there. They didn't let us in. So we were going to describe what happened to this book, but there's only a certain kind of censorship that they wanted to discuss. So they banned us. So in a symposium on censorship, we were banned from discussing the censorship of this book. And then places like the New York Times, you know, like you were saying, they worked tirelessly to keep it out of their pages. So in the week where it outsold any other book by tens of thousands of copies, they listed it as number five on their bestseller list. And they listed their own book that sold a small fraction of the number of copies that the real Anthony Fauci sold that week. They listed that as number one. That's the 1619 Project that's funded by them, written by one of their writers. So, you know, their bestseller list is a recommended reading list from the New York Times. So you see from the very top, from the most well-known media, you know, print media source, it's all disinformation coming through the government, and they are not investigating anything. I mean, what these places did with these incredible claims of, you know, corporate greed and government corruption is they just stifled it. They just made sure that nobody was able to follow up on Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s claim. So what they did was they ran something like a dozen hit pieces in the New York Times and in all kinds of other newspapers, in Vanity Fair, in the AP, in the New York Post, just trying to discredit Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and not addressing any of these incredible claims in the book. So we're supposed to live in a democracy. No, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I mean, I thought the last time I checked, we live in a republic, because I don't say into the democracy for which it stands. I've never said that ever. And the Congress and the government have distorted this, and the media, of course, magpied it out, just like they're doing with what you're doing. And this is how they changed the mindset of America to believe everything that the government says by getting the media and the talking heads on camera and in the media, in the print, basically all repeating the same thing. And so as long as they can use the media to control the narrative, the people lose out. So, you know,
and
the fact is, it's a Kennedy.
Unfortunately,
it's a Kennedy that wrote the book.
I have a different unfortunately, I have a different and more terrifying word that is also equally, unfortunately, accurate. When you have a government that is working with corporations, which tech platforms and media that we're talking about, you know, whether it's social media or with whatever it is, when you have a government working with these corporations to manipulate or control or censor civilians, there is a word for that, and that word is fascism, and we are already there. So, unfortunately, I think it is terrifyingly closer to the cliff than we like to realize, because we really are already there. We have a president who stood up publicly and said, I am working with big tech to censor, quote, misinformation. And that should alarm every American, because that's not a democracy or a republic.
No, it isn't. I mean, Dr. Naomi Wolf said the same thing when I talked to her as well and interviewed her. And she's a diehard Democrat, if you want to go to the liberal extreme. But the fact is, she is a constitutionalist and she is a journalist. And she woke up. And I mean, she's put a book out of her own that basically reiterated everything you just said, that this country is in really serious trouble because of everything that you just mentioned. So, Tony, anything to add to that?
What she's really showing is that this is not about left or right. I mean, this is really just about right or wrong. This is about upholding democracy in America, about freedom of speech, about protecting children, about protecting public health. I mean, this is about the most incredible greed. And, you know, these financial entanglements have made the entire country, all the people in this country, part of these experiments that are really harmful, that are killing people. And, you know, we all have to do something about it.
True. Well, we're going to have Tony Lyons and Sophia Karstens. They've been with us in this segment. We're going to take a short break. It's our bottom of the hour break, of course. It's a short one. We will be back with Tony and Sophia after these words. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
One minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Tuesday, August 2nd, 2022. Dave Krieger with you in Central Time here on the Power Hour. So glad to have you with us. And of course, Tony Lyons, the president of Skyhorse Publishing, Sophia Karstens, who worked with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to write the book, The Real Anthony Fauci, are with us on the phone. And of course, we have headlines that still continue to plague us about censorship. And, you know, Tony was just expressing the brick wall they ran into when they came to the press and the media with this book and said, look, you people need to be paying attention to this. In 2021, investigative journalist Paul Thacker became a target of what he calls the great vaccine scare, hysteria about any and all vaccine criticism. He wrote an article published in the British Medical Journal titled COVID-19 Researchers Blow the Whistle on Data Integrity Issues in Pfizer's Vaccine Trial. The article was thorough and accurate, but labeled as misinformation by a Facebook fact checker. Dr. Asim Malhotra was also harassed for sharing science relating to COVID-19 shot side effects. Former New York Times reporter Alex Berenson, also a victim of vaccine hysteria. I mean, I don't really think as long as they're going to continue to put out the jabs and the United States government is going to use our tax dollars to fund this garbage and it's not tested and we know it's not and people are going to say, oh, well, we fact checked it. This to me is just a tit for tat information war that's going on right now. I think to kill as many people as they can before somebody finally blows the real lid off of things and people get it and all of a sudden start revolting. Do you even see that happening, Sophia?
I can't climb inside someone's head and determine their degree of personality disorder. What I can look at is the dots that are right in front of me. And they're bad enough. I don't necessarily need to speculate as to the intention, but what I can say, and you made a really good point with this, ultimately, the reason that we need to disseminate information and books like this is because at the end of the day, life is mitigation of risk, right? We all do the best we can with the information that we have. But for information about your own bodily sovereignty and your own health choices and in some cases your life to be censored, that really is criminal. And what we're looking at right now is, we're not suggesting standing over here on this side of the fence that we're right and the other side is wrong. What we're suggesting is that the information that we have deserves to be put out there and people deserve to hear it. So if we have scientists on one side, it's not even about sides, that are saying we're seeing this and that scientist over there is saying, well, we're seeing this and that's conflicting and that's irreconcilable, which by the way happens all the time in science. That's what science is, this idea that Tony Fauci is science and it's a thing and we can all pack up and go home and mystery solved is ridiculous. Science is a process. It's an ongoing process. And to exclude half of that information, the answer to that conundrum is we call for more science. We call for more testing. We call for more information. Let's see what these downstream effects may be. You can't use a surrogate endpoint with something that we have no frame of reference for. That's absolutely ridiculous. That's the abandonment of first principles. So the idea that we are being shut out from this conversation is distinctly what is criminal. We're not trying to exclude the other side. We're trying to include ours. And I think that, you know, going back to what Tony said, that's what's really important about, you know, getting things like this book out there, so that people really can make an informed choice. Because, and Bobby Kennedy says this all the time, you know, it's not about, you know, Democrat or Republican. They want to throw a million straw men in here so that people argue about politics and whatever the newest, topic of controversy is, because that's a distraction and it creates chaos. But the reality is, Bobby says this all the time, it is not, this is not a Democratic or Republican or right or left issue. This is an American issue. So stop defining yourselves as right or left. Stop defining yourselves as Republican or Democrat. Start defining yourselves as an American, because every American should be alarmed right now at the information that is being prevented from making it into your living room or wherever you are, to be able to chew on it and go, okay, I can now make this decision, the best decision for my medical, knowing my own medical history, knowing my family's medical history, knowing the information, knowing the risks, knowing the real risks, not the risks that they're telling us, but the real risks, and then say, okay, maybe this is the right decision for me, maybe this isn't. I don't know what someone's end game is, other than I can say that the financial entanglements are pretty damning. So, you know, if you're looking at a corporatocracy, which we live in, and you're looking at control over money, and you know, we've got a shareholder, stakeholder situation, we don't have agencies that are actually protecting the actual people. They are protecting their bottom line. And that's true of other corporations that Bobby Kennedy has gone up against. You know, he went up against the polluters. And it's the same thing. You know, you have a CEO of a polluting company that would be sued by his shareholders immediately if he made a different decision. And that speaks to the system and the structure that exists. Because it is the structure and the system that is corrupt. We can get rid of the Tony Faucis, and we can get rid of the Daszak and the Collins and the Walensky's and the Borlas and all of these people, and we should. They're bad people. But the solution to removing a corrupt individual from a corrupt system isn't to remove the individual, because that's going to be cutting off the head of the Hydra. There's always going to be three more that are going to be willing to take its place, because if you have a system that is set up to be exploited by individuals with moral elasticity, there is always going to be an individual with moral elasticity willing to exploit it. So the key to changing what's happening right now is to actually change the structure of the system and to dismantle the corrupt system, because the system is far greater than the sum of its parts, and it is far more powerful than any one individual in it.
The number is 844-769-2944. That is our toll-free number if you want to call in and chime in with any of your thoughts or questions. For Tony Lyons, the publisher of Skyhorse Publishing, Sophia Karstens, who worked with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to write the book, which is 20% off right now on the Power Mall, and it's called The Real Anthony Fauci. I have a copy of it sitting here. I got my copy on Amazon. Did you have a problem getting Amazon to continue to carry this? Did you run into a brick wall on that, Tony?
No, so, you know, they have a couple of different forms of censorship that they're using for this kind of book. So at the start of the, you know, COVID period, they were taking down some books that they claimed were misinformation. But what happened then was, with Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s book, they left it up there, but they would not allow us to advertise for it. They have a notation at the top that says, you know, for information on COVID, go to the CDC website. And then they make it so that you have to actually type in Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name or the title, The Real Anthony Fauci, to find the book. So it's never recommended. So if you look at any other book that's selling reasonably well, even selling at all, you will find that it is recommended to you when you look up something similar. And
the real Anthony Fauci is never recommended. So that's just part of the censorship and part of the corruption that is coming down. But it's a little bit more subtle than if they just took the book down. But, you know, when you look at these kinds of things, you have to look at, you know, how the money works and how the power works. So you look at Robert F. Kennedy Jr. isn't making a penny on this book. He's donating all the money from it. Dr. Fauci, on the other hand, is the most highly paid public official. He makes more money than the president, and his retirement package is more than the president's. And, you know, he has said things like, you know, repeatedly over the last, you know, 20 years, he's made comments like this. He says that his favorite book is The Godfather, and that his favorite line in that book is, it's not personal, it's just business. So, you know, what he's telling people, he's actually telling people what he's doing, and that is that he's prioritizing business and these partnerships and making money and backing pharmaceutical companies over public health. And I realize that I've said that before, but these financial entanglements and the fact that he's, you know, authorized the experimenting on foster kids and poor Black and Hispanic kids all around the world and ignoring, you know, early treatments in favor of just these high-priced vaccines, you know, really show what he's all about. He's all about making money for pharmaceutical companies. And, you know, you look at Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and he's been selfless through this whole thing, through this whole period of the last 20 years where he's been, you know, right about the Hudson River. He was right about mercury and early childhood vaccines and helped get it taken out. He was right about Monsanto and helped win a $77 million judgment, you know, showing that their ubiquitous product Roundup is causing cancer. You know, he may well be right about this. I believe that he's right, and people should read his book, and they'll be convinced by it. And, you know, Dr. Fauci doesn't feel that he has to make any argument. You know, like Sophia said, he just comes out and says, I am science, and if you disagree with me, you disagree with science. And that's not how science works. That's not how democracy works. You know, he has all the power. If he has a better argument, he should get on television and debate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who would shut him down right away if there was an actual debate. Because Dr. Fauci doesn't have any arguments. He just has power, and he just has money. And so he's avoiding those arguments by censoring people, by stifling any dissent, and by controlling the media.
Yeah, well, that's a really good point. I want to add something to that's a huge point, that it's not about argument. It's about he has all the power, but no actual really anything of substance. And going along with that, I think that's something to consider when people are looking at what they're listening to and why, but also consider the source. And that's a really good point that Tony just made, that, you know, you have someone like Tony Fauci who has all of these financial entanglements and these corporations that have all these financial entanglements, and even government entities that have financial entanglements. You have, you know, our government agencies that are funded by the very industry they are charged with regulating. And then on the other side, you have someone like Bobby Kennedy who, first of all, spent a year of his life. He wrote every word in this book. This isn't, he didn't have someone. He didn't hire someone. He didn't have anyone write it. He literally sat there and wrote out this entire book himself. So that's a year of his life. And then further, you have someone who is standing up. This is not a book about, you know, teddy bears and kittens. He has lost everything. He has put in this time and sacrificed, you know, a year of his life at his peril. This has destroyed everything from, you know, his ability to have certain incomes, to be able to have relationships with family members, to be able to, you know, it's slaughtered his credibility in some circles. And yet he's still he's not gaining anything for this. he's still standing up and saying, but we need to listen to this because it's the right thing to get this information to Americans. So I think that's a huge point that Tony just made, that people really need to consider the source when they're evaluating the equation for who they're listening to and why. Because you have on one side a group that has everything to gain, and on the other side, an individual who has literally nothing to gain and everything to lose. And who are you going to listen to?
Obviously, the money. We always say follow the money. I mean, that's basically where this is going. But with the over 1 million copies of the hardcover book that have been sold so far, the type of people that have ordered the book, read the book, shared the book with others, which I know they have because I've shared my copy with other people to read. And so I've got to ask, the lawsuits that came out of this for these vaccine mandates, do you feel the least bit vindicated by all this, that it might have done some good, the book might have done some good in convincing people to go forward with litigation against the government and against the people that are trying to get these vaccines mandated?
Yeah, so I think this book has done a lot of good. You know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says that the real Anthony Fauci is the book that launched a movement, and I believe that it really did. You know, there was a New York Times article on the millions of people in this country now for whom this issue, you know, this public health issue, this vaccine issue, this corruption, this greed is their main issue. And so what people are seeing, and I think that this book played a big role in opening people's eyes, but what they're seeing is that the government doesn't want you to read this book. It tried to shut it down. It wants to control what people think, what they do, what they read, but not just for the control, because they were trying to make more money, because they were trying to squeeze more money out of the public and funnel it into these big companies that they're connected with. So this is the worst possible kind of corruption, the kind of corruption that actually costs people their lives. So, you know, but it's a great thing to see that people's eyes are becoming opened and that this kind of insidious censorship doesn't work, and that finally it's kind of leading to this revolt that even the New York Times recognize is creating this voting bloc, this sort of anti-corruption voting bloc that's nonpartisan, that is not filled with only Democrats or only Republicans. It's filled with Americans who believe in democracy, who believe in freedom, who believe in health freedom, and who don't want to have their lives ruined by a corrupt government and greedy corporations.
You know, before we came on, Sophia, you were mentioning that you'd had conversations with Dr. Ryan Cole, because now, because of the jabs, we are starting to see a lot more cancer cases coming forward. Can you elaborate? Can you elaborate on the input that Dr. Cole gave you on the book and what kind of conversations you're having with him now and what he's finding out?
The last time I spoke with Ryan, he was telling me that he was seeing up to 4 new cases of the soft tissue cancers. A little bit of background on Ryan. So he was originally, I'm sure everyone will probably remember that Geert Van den Bosch had predicted that this was probably going to be a likely outcome. He had predicted it a little further out. But because of the inflammation mechanism that can lead to, depending on the tissue, either an autoimmune or a soft tissue reaction, he had predicted this, but it was Dr. Ryan Cole who actually was the first physician to start reporting what he was seeing. And he was slaughtered, of course, discredited. There were all of these articles saying he misdiagnosed 2 patients because, of course, he's the first physician ever in the history of the world to misdiagnose a patient. That never happened, but he's still, you know, pushing forward and front lines, and it really It got to the point the last time that I spoke with him where he said, you know, I have up to four new cases a day. And what he was explaining is that when you have these are aggressive cancers. So it's not, usually you might have someone who shows a marker and then, or they're showing a precancer type situation, or you have someone who is in remission, so they come frequently and they keep testing and making sure that the levels are where they're supposed to be. And, you know, that's how we keep these individuals cancer-free. And what he was seeing is across the board, individuals who had no indication prior, all of a sudden now were, you know, stage three. And individuals who had come in, patients who had come in, who had potentially been in remission for anywhere from, you know, however long it had been, all of a sudden now they're stage four. And this is all, you know, in some cases 30 days, but usually within 90 days of the jab. And, you know, anecdotal, myself, I now know personally over a dozen people who have been mostly women, who have developed a breast cancer on the side of the jab within a very short period of time, some of whom have a predisposition, parents who are breast cancer survivors or have a gene, a particular gene. So they get tested frequently, and some of them were tested as recently as several months before the jab, and then they came in and they're off the charts. So all of a sudden now stage two or three. So that's personal. If you add one degree of separation to that, and in other words, I know someone who knows someone personally, that number jumps into the hundreds. And we're actually having a conversation with our group right now about this because a lot of our physicians are seeing this now. It's not just Ryan. What's scary about this is just the beginning. So I don't know where this is headed, and I can't predict, you know, obviously the future. What I can, and again, everything that I just told you is anecdotal, other than Ryan's observations are clinical, but mine are anecdotal. That's absolutely not usable. But the problem is that we are not interested in setting up the proper surveillance or the proper studies to actually evaluate this risk clinically. So we're stuck with anecdotal because it's disallowed. These proper studies should be allowed. When someone, you know, early on came out and said, and I forget which physician it was, you know, we really should set up the proper cohort studies and, you know, set this up to be able to follow this. Well, that Facebook fact checker said that that's not going to be an issue. Okay, well, I don't know how Facebook fact checkers would know this, but you made the point earlier that now they're calling this sudden adult death. Well, this is not new. We've seen this before. They did this with sudden infant death, and they did the exact same thing then where they spread out the reports to dampen the signal. So they're doing the exact same thing now so that a Facebook fact checker can come up to a physician and say, this has been proven false, or whatever, a Google fact checker or whatever it is. This has been proven false. This has been labeled as disinformation. Well, how would you possibly know that? Because it hasn't happened yet, and you won't allow us to even set up the proper studies to be able to determine if it's happening at all. So I don't know what the answer is, and I can't predict the future, but I can say anecdotally I am seeing a large number of these soft tissue cancers, and that was confirmed for me in a clinical observation by Dr. Ryan Cole, who was seeing just off the charts rise in these soft tissue cancers in his patients. So, you know, we'll have to see what happens with that. I'm not a physician, and I'm unqualified to speculate.
No, but you worked with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in developing this book and putting it together. But the thing is, have you gotten any more input from any other frontline doctors besides Dr. Cole that affirms they're seeing the same kinds of things happening around the country, that people are suffering from myocarditis?
Absolutely.
Can you elaborate?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, certainly you know, our teams of physicians, and, you know, some of them are PhDs, some of them are MDs, some of them are both. But yes, across the country and actually the world, we are seeing, we're getting reports that this particular, and there's no way to say that this is a reaction, but potential reaction, is on the rise, and it's alarming. And the other fairly tragic side of this is, you know, people are diagnosed with cancer. This is not a new phenomenon. However, this recent crop of cancers, whether it is jab related or induced or not, it appears to be more aggressive, and whereas previously someone might have had a 6-year prognosis, now it's a year and a half. Or sometimes we're seeing people, you know, just the cancer is so aggressive that they're just gone within months. And we're not having a lot of success, I'll say, in reversing it, as with a slower cancer where you might see treatment be effective, ours are saying that they're not seeing this as effective, and it's frustrating for them because they're losing patients, and they're not able to fight this the way that they would like to.
Well, and we appreciate your input on that. And, of course, now we're out of time for our show today. Tony Lyons, president of Skyhorse Publishing, Sophia Karstens, who worked closely with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on his latest book, The Real Anthony Fauci, which we have 20% off this week at the Power Mall. You really need to buy a copy of this book and share it with people. I mean, we have it at the Power Mall for a reason. It's because we're all about solutions here, folks. Thank you both for being on the show with us today. We'll have to revisit this in the future. In the meantime, we'll be back tomorrow. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour, saying God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
All heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.